big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And now, I don't normally go on any kind of rants or anything like that, but I will say the topic of today's discussion actually came from a thing that where I was a little disturbed, I was a little upset about. And I'm not going to give away the whole story, but it involved a Christian radio station and it involved a topic that they were talking about. And so, and really in order to help me process this the right way, the more effective way, the more mature way, I decided to bring my friend Stan Rada back into the conversation and talk about this issue because I think, honestly, it's an issue that every single minister needs to answer and address because it really changes the way that we minister to people around us. And so I got Stan on the conversation today, and we're going to talk about being effective and effectively engaging the community as a minister. What does that look like and how can you do that? Because again, what this Christian radio station did and what the question they asked really perturbed me in such a way that I just really needed to process it with someone else. So I'm going to bring in Stan Rada into the conversation right now, and we're going to talk about what that Christian radio station actually said and what they did, and then how it directly applies to ministers of all ages, whether you're a student minister or an online minister, how that applies to us directly. So without any further ado, let's get in the conversation now with Stan Rada. All right. Well, with me right now is my friend Stan Rada. Stan, how are you?
Tom, I'm doing very well, man. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. You know, Stan, it's been a little bit of time since I've had you on the podcast. I mean, it's nothing personal or anything like that, but, you know, it's been a little bit of time.
It's been a little bit of time, and then the one time you want me to be on the podcast, you interrupt me while I'm playing Mario Run.
Oh, dude, I love that game. Hey, wait, do you really have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought, hey, yeah, why not? You know?
I wasn't messing around. I got the update right away. Yeah, I went after it.
Dude, I don't have a lot of games on my phone. I mean, because I'm a professional, I don't play games or anything like that. But
right.
But that was one game I'm like, I'm going to download that one for sure. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I liked it. Okay, well, Stan, yeah. update everyone on what you've been up to. How is life going?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Well, I mean, overall, yeah, overall life is really good. Just finished up some big vision stuff for 2017 for our campus, kind of gearing up for a big, I guess, kind of fresh start in the once the new year hits. We're doing a lot of prep stuff for Christmas right now. So it's all the Christmas Eve planning, Christmas Day planning. Some of those kinds of things are going on right now. I'm trying to finish the year strong with my podcast. I just finished a couple of recordings with a couple of guys. Those are going to launch in January. I've got one more, I guess, dropping here at the end of the year. I'm going to talk about resolutions that stick. And so we've got I got a bunch going on at the moment right now. So
yeah, see, that's good. Well, we're going to dig into your podcast a little bit later as we wrap up because I definitely want.
Oh man! All right.
Yeah, so don't give it all away now on the front.
Okay, I won't talk about it.
Well, Stan, I have you on because I figured you were the perfect person to really talk about this because I think, yeah, you would be the perfect person to talk about this. But let me lay down the scenario for you a little bit quickly.
I'm ready.
So I don't normally listen to Christian radio. I just don't. I'm sorry. I listen to Christian music, but I do not normally listen to Christian and Christmas, it all confuses me. But I don't normally listen to Christian radio very much.
Neither do I, Tom. It's okay.
Okay. But a friend of mine called me and said, dude, I'm going to be on this radio station, a local radio station around here, a Christian radio station. Said, I'm going to get on the radio station. So tune to it. Hear me on it. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And so I get on it, and the DJ, the music is playing when I get in there. It's a Chris Tomlin song, go figure, Chris Tomlin.
Shocker.
Yeah, shocker on that.
Probably followed by Casting Crowns and Third Day or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? And Mercy Me.
And Mercy Me.
But After he came out of the song, he said something like this. It's not exactly what he said, but it was basically this. He said, "We don't normally talk about the Redskins, but today we are going to ask this question." And he led into a question about the Redskin victory. Now, listen, we live in Washington, D.C., and the Washington Redskins are the probably most popular, most important sports franchise in this area. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
The most important sports franchise. And they led off by saying, "We don't normally talk about the Redskins," which led me to think, why don't you normally talk about the Redskins?
Right.
Why is it that is it because you're a Christian radio station that you're not talking about the Redskins? I just had so many questions about this, and it led me to think, okay, they might be the only radio station. Now, I know country music stations focus on country music issues and topics and stuff like that. They're not going to go into punk or anything like that. But sports is something that transcends all areas of music, and it's relevant to our area. So my question is, why wouldn't they talk about the Redskins? Which led me to a bigger thing of is that how Christians view their lives? Is that all they can talk about is Christian stuff? And they can't be real and talk about things that are actually happening around them and in their community. Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get what you're talking about. I think there's a couple of different questions. One is the one of Christians being authentic, genuine, in the world but not of the world kind of a question. And then there's the question of why in the world is Christian radio programming so terrible? There's two very important questions. We'll focus on the one you want to talk about.
Yeah. We could go all day about Christian music radio programming. But let's focus on that one. What are your thoughts about that, Stan?
I'll be honest, man. I genuinely am not sure why it seems. I've lived in a lot of places. The longest I've lived anywhere is here in Virginia. That's been 7 years. Everywhere else it has been 4 year kind of stints or 3 year stays at those places. But it seems like every Christian radio program that I've listened to is all roughly the same, and it is very focused on. It's very focused on the Christians in their culture, the Christians in their context and their demographic listening. I don't get the sense from those stations that they're, I guess the technical word would be evangelistic. They're not out doing programming that's going to be reaching people. And so I think that's a big part of the issue, is just kind of the reason why they're there and why they exist. But I struggle with the concept of trying to understand why they wouldn't want to bring in some things like that to help reach more people. Yeah. I mean, cause they don't know who they'll draw in just sitting in the car, especially out here in traffic, you know, scan through the channels, look for something to listen to. Why not tap into some other things going on in the world besides, you know, just Mercy Me and Casting Crowns? Like, there's got to be some other options there for reaching people, but they, for whatever reason, it is something I've struggled with. I don't understand why they choose to kind of program things out that way.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that, Stan, that the Christian music radio, they have a very targeted audience, and it's very specific. But it did lead me into the bigger question for me as a Christian and me as a minister, is am I engaging in the culture, or am I quote unquote holier than thou? Like, we've talked a lot about Christmas lately, and I think you even had a story recently that you thought was kind of interesting. But I think, you know, there are things that are happening in our culture that happen, like, for instance, our Facebook, our community Facebook pages that are happening, that we have an option to choose to be over spiritual about things, or we have an opportunity to be just real people that can hopefully then draw people to Christ. And I think you had a story about that.
Yeah. It's not overly spiritual. I would not say that. I don't want to mislead anybody thinking this is my evangelistic strategy or anything.
Right.
So just something really silly happened in our neighborhood recently. The neighborhood we live in has a Facebook page, and they share updates on things that are going on. And, if families see things, they share information, updates, ask questions, all kinds of stuff. But recently what happened, somebody left a wine glass out on a sidewalk in the neighborhood, and they just left it there. And one of the people in the neighborhood took a picture of it, made a joke about it, put it up on Facebook. Hey, who's leaving wine glasses? It was empty, but who's leaving wine glasses out in the neighborhood? And it kind of, it actually gained, like, it took legs and just kind of took off, and people started making almost like a storyline out of this thing. And I really have a couple of options there as the, you know, pastor of New Life, or a pastor at New Life, and what that means for me in the community. One option is to almost at some level, you know, completely ignore it, which I guess is one option. Yeah. The other is to just try to engage my community in what's going on around us. And so I chose to comment a couple of times, make some jokes, throw some thoughts out there as well. But it's actually gotten to the point where people are now taking little manger scenes out to this wine glass and light candles by it. And it's turned into like a Christmas nativity scene around this empty wine glass. And people are talking about going by and seeing it for like Christmas lights attractions. And it's really just taken off. The fun part for it for me was not necessarily that, you know, some big major effort on my part, but just to be involved in my neighborhood at a level at which I can engage with people. They see my name, they get to know me, maybe they click on my name and go, who is this guy? Oh, he's a pastor with New Life. You know, this may not be the conversation that gets them to go, hey, I'll show up at his church next week. Mm-hmm. But something may happen somewhere along the way where someone in the neighborhood experiences a loss, or they experience, you know, some sort of grief or pain of some kind, something, you know, life just, you know, things aren't going their way, whatever it is. They post on Facebook. When I engage that post now, I'm able to actually speak into their lives a little bit from a hope standpoint, because they already know who I am, as opposed to who's this guy showing up out of nowhere. So part of it for me is just this, just a very simple, I want to be in and engaged in my community and my world. I want people to know who I am, not just, you know, that Christian-y guy over there. So that was just it's kind of right. A silly story, but that's how I'm trying to engage my neighborhood.
No,
simple things like that.
But that's a great practical thing to do, because again, so many of us are on Facebook and or even on social media platforms in some way.
Right.
And if all you do is post scripture verses or religious encouragement in some way, which those are all good. But
yes.
If that's all you do, all you do is talk about religious stuff or Christian stuff, then you're not alienating another segment, but I don't think you're opening yourself up to being a real person who's a part of a real community. If you don't rejoice when the Redskins win, or whatever football team you choose to root for wins, and be a part of that community and embrace that community, I think you're missing an opportunity. And this is about opportunities to show that you're a real person. Like, for instance, Stan, it'll take you like 2 minutes to have a conversation with you to know that you love the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you're very upfront about that, but that's because you're engaged in culture. You're engaged in what's happening in the world. And I think if we remove ourselves from the world, we do a disservice, and we don't use the opportunities that are around itself right now to engage people. What do you think about that?
No, I mean, I totally agree with you all the way. I really do think it comes down to almost a genuine human connection kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. I've grown up around so many. I mean, I'm a fourth generation pastor. I've grown up around Christians. Like, that's my life, is Christian people and the church. And one of the things that I've seen in a lot of people who have been Christians for a long time is this kind of mentality of, we want to be distinct from the world, therefore we're going to disengage the world. And then when they preach or teach, everything is about how, well, that world out there is so bad, but we've got it figured out in here.
Yes.
Everything out there in society is so terrible and falling apart. But boy, if they just come in our doors, we've got it all figured out. But there's no engagement into the community to where they give themselves the platform to actually speak into some of those issues. So for me, it's kind of just the genuine human experience of, hey, I am so sorry you're going through this loss. And that can be, if I know the person, an opportunity for me to open up about faith and things of that nature. But honestly, it's a really good opportunity simply for me just to be at some level a human being with another human being who is hurting. Mm-hmm. And I can have a Christian perspective and not necessarily blast them in their time of pain with, you know, 27, you know, Psalms and whatever else. Mm-hmm. I can just be a part of this kind of genuine human moment that's happening and put myself in a position to be a better friend, and then ultimately to maybe have the opportunity to share why I'm able to get through situations the way I am. I have to, at some level, Tom, I think at some level, Christians have to realize they have to earn the right to speak into these kinds of situations.
Yep. Yes.
Not just play the, this is my other issue with Christian radio. Every time I listen to them, everything is always so joyful. Like they never have any issues. It's like they're completely separate from the rest of the world.
Yes.
And I struggle with that because I believe very firmly in Christ. I'm a pastor, but I still struggle with what's going on in the world. I'm not above, you know, the human condition and the issues. So I could get pretty passionate about saying that Christians need to find a way to engage, be a part of their community in this whole human existence, and not pretend as if, well, I was baptized when I was 10, so now everything is fine, or fake it, you know, fake their way through it as if everything is fine. Dude, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense. And that I think really hits home on that, because you're just talking about being a real authentic person and not this super Christian, super spiritual. All I talk about in everyday conversations is all about God. Again, God may be active in your life and we want that. That's what we want. But there's so many people who do not know Christ, and so many people who have such bad experiences with churches or ministers in some way, that we have an opportunity as believers and as ministers to be real, authentic people with them, hopefully leading them, as we talk about, to discover who Christ is and developing that relationship with him. And so that's what we need to really focus on, not just always posting the great, joyful things, which there is a time and a place for that. You definitely need to do that, but also be able to be real and authentic with people. So that hits right home on that stand. So thanks.
No problem. I do think too, like we would be really wise to take a page out of Jesus's playbook on a lot of this stuff. There are very few times where Jesus just kind of shows up on the scene and starts, you know, beating people over the head with, you know, scripture and the Bible and what, you know, he doesn't really do that a whole lot, except for a few times with some of the religious leaders. But when he engages people who are ostracized from the religious elite community, or he engages people who are down and out, one of the things he does is he comes alongside and he asks questions, or he ministers to them in some way. Mm-hmm. And what that typically does is it opens up the window for that person to say, who are you? What are you about? And then it gives Jesus the chance to minister to them, to speak into their life. And so I think we would do well to take a page from that playbook and say, you know, sometimes I need to not just assume that I've got all these, you know, kind of answers. Maybe if I engage the people around me, ask some questions, get to know them, maybe the door will open then to tell them about how it is I get through moments like this. And that's when you have the opportunity to share your faith and be more open about, you know, this is what God's done for me. But that may not be, you know, moment number one conversation. That may be moment number five, but you've got to earn the right. You've got to earn the right to get to number five, you know?
Oh, exactly right. No, that is so true. You got to earn the right to be heard. That's a phrase that kept on being pounded in me when I was working with Young Life. Earn the right to be heard, earn the right to be heard. And then you have to, when you've earned that right, you have to be able to share, but you got to earn it first. So
yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and that means being a part of the community, not just hiding out, you know, and lobbing grenades when you don't like something in the culture.
Yeah. Amen on that. Stan, this was awesome. This was fantastic. This is exactly why I had you on the podcast, so you could talk about this, because you're the man. Okay. But before I let you go though, tell me a little bit about your podcast, because you're on a roll right now with your podcast. What's the focus of your podcast? Why should people tune in if they have never checked it out yet?
My podcast is all about equipping and developing Christian influencers. And so if you're looking to be a better leader, lead a life of significance, make eternal impact on the people around you, if you're in that boat in a ministry, parachurch organization, nonprofit, whatever it is, my podcast is, I think, very practical, down to earth. Hey, here's a couple of thoughts. Here's two things to try. Here's what I'm doing. I think they're pretty simple, practical conversations. All of this can be found at stanrada.com. The podcast is just the Stan Rada podcast. But yeah, I think it's really practical. And for anybody kind of in a leadership position, I think there's some really good information there for them to jump in and be a part of it. A little bit of a growing community, and would love to have some more people come and join us. So
yeah, definitely. And I will have the link for it for your iTunes and for stanrada.com on the show notes, so people can just click on that very easily and take a listen. And you've been rolling them out lately, so that's been good. That's awesome.
I did take a small break after Thanksgiving. I'm jumping back into it now, but yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. I like it. I like hearing from you on the podcast, so it's good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good.
All right. Well, Stan, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, man. No problem. Anytime.
All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Stan. Always a great conversation when I have him on. And again, I guess the bottom line of what I'm trying to communicate, or what I wanted to talk about, was as ministers, you have an opportunity to reach a lot of people and to evangelize and to reach out and help people discover who God is. And if you are constantly over-spiritualizing things and not talking about what real people are talking about, what average day people are talking about, then you're just going to be like the guy who is all like who has lots of money and who always talks about how much money he has. It's not real life stuff. It's not what everyone's dealing with. If you're always posting scripture stuff and always talking about God and never talking about other issues, then you're missing an opportunity. And again, I'm not saying don't talk about scripture, don't post scripture. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you have to mix it up a little bit. You have to engage in the culture to reach them so that hopefully they'll discover who God is. In this Christian radio station, the fact that they just weren't talking about the Redskins, they don't talk about it very much, is like, why not? Why wouldn't you talk about this? This is what real people are talking about. Let's be a part of the conversation with them. So that's my only beef. So I would love to hear your thoughts on it, though. You guys are in the trenches just like me. What are you thinking? Share with me at TA Pounder on Twitter. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this and your experiences as well. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm so thankful that you joined me today. And as always, if you enjoyed the podcast, definitely go to iTunes and subscribe to it. And also go over to ymsidekick.com. I've got fresh content all week, every week. So definitely head on over there and check out the latest on online and student ministry stuff. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week. And until next time, I'll see you later.